Annie Dugan joins us this morning on the phone. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. There is sunshine out in the art world, of course, this week, so you can keep warm that way.
Fantastic.
Tuesday at the Tweed Museum of Art. That's the first Tuesday of the month, so that means it's time for their Tweeding program, which is every, like I said, first Tuesday of the month, 6:30 to 8 p.m. This one will be by Dr. Jennifer Webb. She is a professor, art history professor at UMD, and is going to be speaking on the exhibition Quiet Simplicity. This is a show that celebrates some more tranquil scenes and genre scenes, so lots of women and children as subjects. And she's going to be focused on two female artists who are represented in the show, Annie Trenker-Ling and Helen M. Turner. They were artists who were really well-known and celebrated during their time, during their lifetime, but have become very much overshadowed by their teacher, mentor, travel companion, William Merritt Chase. William Merritt Chase is much more of a well-known name than these two female artists. It's sort of, I think we see this a lot, where female artists are celebrated during their time, but then after their passing, historians and art historians aren't focusing on them. Linda Nochlin recognized this in her groundbreaking essay in the 80s, Why Aren't There More Great Women Artists? And she was doing that, you know, sort of questioning that, you know, not in their ability to create art, but why people haven't focused on them. So I love that Jennifer Webb has done some great research and will be presenting on these two women and their amazing artwork. That is, like I said, Tuesday at 6:30 at the Tweed. Friday at Prove Gallery. Prove has been closed for renovations for quite some time. This whole fall, they've been doing a ton of really important work in their gallery. There's gorgeous new floors, gorgeous new walls. This is a space that has really been at the vanguard of contemporary art in our community. They are showing off voices that are saying really important things about equity, about justice, about what it is to be a community. And 7 to 10 p.m., their first show in a while is going to be Demons and Angels, Moments of Clarity. It's work on paper by Jay Whitcomb. Jay Whitcomb has been an artist in our community for a while, but he comes to us from the coast. He studied at Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts and really grew up making art with his mother. He focuses on the human figure, on animals, sort of how humans are animals and how those two things intersect. He's sort of interested in the sort of conscious space and takes cues with him. And he's really been through some anguish and personal hardship. And this exhibition is mining that experience for course material. So this is really about how the angels of that time period have gotten him out of it. Art has been a big, important piece in that. The quote that he has from his show that I think is great is, "There's ugliness found in beauty and a beauty that hides behind ugliness." So that is at the Prove. Saturday, there's a creativity retreat by Eric Cooley at the Women's Club in the afternoon, Saturday afternoon, 1 to 4. She's spending the day. It's a free event, but she's looking for donations to cover some light refreshments and supplies. And she's really looking at it as a way to get back in touch with that creative spirit and that creative spark. And then I help. But I can't leave you this week, Lisa, without mentioning a book that I'm really excited about. My mom's actually, and I'm totally in love with it. It's Lovebirds, and it was done. The author is Robert McFarlane, and the illustrations are just absolutely stunning by Jackie Morris. And it makes me think of this wonderful intersection that we have in our community between natural history and the environment and art. It was done as a response to the Oxford Junior Dictionary back in 2007 when they republished their book, they published their dictionary, and they took out quite a few words to make room for some others. So they had to make room for words like broadband and internet and screens. And they took out words like dandelion and otter and acorn and kingfisher, all of these wonderful words about our natural environment. And there was a huge uproar. People were really upset. And these, I love that these two, the artist and the poet, decided we're going to make conjuring spells for these words. We're going to illustrate these words. We're going to sort of think about how we can put them back in our lexicon and put them back just in our, into our imagination as well. And it's really, it's absolutely stunning. It makes me think of all the amazing artists that we have in our community. Think of Judy Gibbs, who's, you know, a great illustrator, and, you know, gave her professional career to the parks. Think about John Pastor, this amazing naturalist, who's also an amazing artist. I think that that intersection is such a rich one that we have in our community, and this book just reminded me to mention that to all of you all.
It sounds marvelous. It sounds marvelous. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. Can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Every Monday right here at 820 on 103.3 KUMD.